stand up for your rights. Thank you so much for the support and the love and the care. And yeah. I'll end on one thing. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm going to be mayor for all Montrealers. They used to call me the Canadian Obama, but I will not forget my community once elected. So you can count on me.
Oh, boy. That's a good shot. All right, you be well. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Well, well done. We're going to talk.
Thank okay? you. All right. Cheers. Bye.
All right. Very well done, as usual. And I have to thank you, Mr. Gay, for doing your thing.
Thanks a lot.
And I didn't know he was a St. Elizabeth background.
You know, you Jamaican people drop it.
I'm telling you.
To take over things and run things all the time. I don't know what's wrong with you, Jamaican.
You know, I was going to inject my thing in there to find out if he's really related to the Prime Minister of Jamaica, Mr. Honus.
Second cousin, sorry.
Ah.
He's the second cousin to Mr. Honus. He's a cousin to Honus, yeah.
One of my principals was a Honus, Teacher Honus. He was my principal at when I was a youngster. Anyhow, we got to get in. Thank you. We run in 5 o'clock on the PM. That means it's Soca Music. And today we have somebody interviewing called Dynamite. He's going to blow us because he's from Vincentland. And Drew, get ready for the music, because I can't find where I put the folders. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think that's really Soca Boy.
Eh? Yeah, he's from St. Vincent. He's from St. Vincent. And you know...
Soca music, I'm good.
Good. All right, my all brethren. Time. Be good.
All right, Brett.
Okay, take care. Right. CKUT 90.3 FM. And for the person who I'm seriously leaning towards this guy. He's young and he comes with a fresh perspective, even during the debate. Come on, phone down there, you know. I like what he had to say. But I like the Jamaican green and brown skin. Only my friend Jewel Jones could hear that part. Yes. So he's from Jamaican background and his dad and so forth, from St. Elizabeth. So I'm going to look for Drew on the Zoom and let him play the music because I can't find here we go. Sorry about that, young fella. All right, here we go. Zoom. Tune into the Zoom right now. I'm going to give you Zoom. The ID, the meeting ID is 801-684-8199 and the passcode is CKUT in capital letters. But, you know, before we do that, somebody asked me all the way from Boston to play this for them one more time. So I'll play it because she says the radio stations, the Caribbean stations down there, they don't play nothing that you can relate to. So I'll play it one more time. So, gentlemen, wait for me, all right? This is the national anthem of St. Vincent, I assume, and celebrating 42 years of independence, or 45, 42, 45. All right, so you can correct me on that.
Loyalty.
Yeah. Once again, pleasant good afternoon to you. We have a young man sitting. I hadn't had the pleasure of meeting this young man before. Maybe he's the only Vince entertainer that I have met. So I'm going to break that bond right now. I'm going to meet him. Want to say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal and the world at large. Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM, where they say we kick it, kick it, kick it, kick it, kick it, kick it. And we try our best to entertain you. You know, you've heard all the politicians. Make up your mind whether you want to see, a green-eyed Jamaican green-eyed and brown-skinned guy all the way. No, it's his descendants. But anyway, my name is Howard Carr, and on the other end, of course, is Brother Drew. So we're gonna check out this dynamite. Blazing. Dynamite. I can't see your face too well, you know. All right. Take off your hat. Yeah, now you're that, man. Where you hide your handsome face, sir? So what's up? Yeah, look out the locks, man. Jah Rastafari. Talk up, let me come and I hear you.
I say we're blazing something too.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? All right, my friend. First time meeting you. It's a pleasure. And tell me a little bit about Dynamite. Yes,
well, I'm from St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a small village. The name of the village is Lomans in Leeward. I farm, you know, with my dad growing up. I always loved music from a young age and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always believe in myself and push myself towards where I love, you know. So,
music.
Doing the same thing consistently and, yeah, nonstop, you know, so.
At what age you really actually say, well, I am going out there to sing, Dad? No farming for me. Singing is the key.
I can't remember the exact age, but I know it was somewhere around 12, 13,
mm-hmm.
coming up.
That's usually the age young people really go and do their thing. And so far... Any regrets? Did you say? Have you said to yourself, you know, I shouldn't have?
Mm-mm. No regrets at all. None whatsoever. I actually used to work on a 9-to-5 job. I actually left that job to do music full time. And within 3 months of me leaving that job is when I got when I did Brave, and I never used to do soca at that time. It was just strictly reggae. And my first soca track, well, I say record, first soca record is Brave. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it went big, still playing a lot. I'm still eating from it.
Nice.
And, you know, it's a blessing, man. Give thanks.
What I was listening to some of your music. What studio you use in St. Vincent?
Well, I actually have my own studio home right now. But previously, I used to be at Mark Sarah Studios. That's close to the Botanical Gardens.
Yes.
Yeah, that's mostly. Because to be honest, I think that's the first professional studio that released one of my songs. I've went in other studios before,
mm-hmm.
other professional studios, but that studio was the most professional one that really something, and you know.
As you talk about the garden, the Botanical Garden, I had the pleasure of visiting that garden, and I must congratulate Vincentian on a wonderful, beautiful, not the largest I've seen, but one of the most beautiful I have seen. The Botanical Gardens in St. Vincent. All right. So you figured you made a great move, a good move, doing music, because all of us are dreamers, you know, and we dream, oh, yeah, I think I want to sing like Bob Marley. I want to this and I want to that, you know. But as long as you're mentally and physically happy what you're doing, nothing can stop you, young man. And I am without music. Drew is going to be controlling the music this afternoon. I'm going to wake him up. So, Drew, you want to play me something by Dynamite? I love that name. Wait, don't play yet, Drew. What made one want to name himself Dynamite?
Well, to be honest, there's a studio I used to be in a couple of years ago, probably like 5-6 years ago, called Stereo Damage. And at that time, I was called Dynamic. And a virgin of mine saw me recording, and it was like, nah, boy. The type of energy where you don't spoke when you record it is by your name Dynamite. So from that, I just took the name and run with it, you know. And
yeah. When you say energy, I was just watching a video that you did there, and I said to myself, yeah, it's you ready. But why aren't we seeing you more out here in North America? Is there a reason why?
Well, to be honest, you don't know the visa issue when you apply and stuff like that. Okay. You don't know the system still, so it's not like I could run in the face of them and say, yo, give me a visa.
No, so, it doesn't work like that. No, I hear what you're saying, because I've had friends in similar situation, you know, and is there any way you can get around it, or it's sealed, signed, sealed?
No, well, I guess I just had to keep trying, because there's some silly reasons they always giving me why I'm not getting it, you know, so.
Oh, they're afraid I understand. They're afraid you're going to come here in North America and don't go back home. Yeah, I hear you.
You know, but nevertheless, though. Ooh. Nevertheless, I'm releasing a lot of music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep doing that. We will play it and make sure we get the music, all right?
Well, I definitely see myself out there soon, though. I'm not giving up. Next year.
Next year.
I'm going to fly to London.
Mm-hmm.
And,
if you get through to London, I'm sure you'll get through to Canada.
No, right? I will get through to London, because I've actually went to London a couple of times. Bacardi actually brought me over there.
Yeah?
And I did an ad with Bacardi. They brought me to Costa Rica.
Wow.
And they actually flew to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and they did a whole, you know, interview on my background and everything, me upbringing, the music. I got to meet Major Lazer and Diplo in and Watch It Fire, of course, in Costa Rica. It was a great experience being in the ad.
Yes, that is
big eye opener, trust me.
When you start traveling, that is what is going to happen to you. You'll meet some of your favorites, some of your not favorite stars all over the world. You know, it's like that.
Yeah.
So looking forward to you.
Music is a journey, man.
All right. So, Drew, you have anything lined up there without busting my eardrum? I love this song.
Respect.
You did the original version of this?
Yeah, that's the original version.
Ah.
Of the place, me now wash no face. Everything it have been sell up. We have liquor by the case. Tell them rolling bumper, man them whining panda. Everything turn up, whole place have a burn up. Shell it down, shell it down. Shell.
Yes.
So the girl them do it real easy, simple. Believe me.
The face.
Tell them rolling bumper. Man them whining panda. Everything turn up. Whole place have a burn up. Shell it down. Shell it down. Shell. So the girl them do it real easy. Simple. Believe me. Shell it down. Shell it down. Shell. So the girl them do it real easy. Waistline spin like CD. Every fret it mash up. Bumpers over the dash up. Root boy go and just take a wine and everything get in lash up. Ra-
His name is Dynamite. From the beautiful island of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. One more. Run it now. Waistline, me I tell you, me youth, and I like the rhythm, man. I mean, you know, I'm gonna date myself now, but in the good old disco days, you see that first one, it would be riding in Montreal because that rhythm is really, it can't, I nearly say contagious, but you know, it, you must dance. You must dance. Who did that rhythm?
Infectious.
Who did that rhythm for you? Sweet.
Yeah, that production was done by Mark Sayers. That's the same producer who did Big Up as well. I don't know if you know, you guys know Nuki for
A name that's so familiar.
James P.
That's the same producer.
Ah.
Nuki.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we know that song, the man. James P. What with James P? A long time and I see him, you know, I think we need to talk to him. You see him in St. Vincent, are him still up in...
Yeah, man, I actually, 3 weeks ago, I did a new release with him. The song is called Only Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you see...
I'll tell you that one.
Yeah, if you talk to him, tell him stretch around and talk to him on the Zoom. Yeah, a long time...
Every other day,
so. Yeah? James P, come up here, come mash up Montreal, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I am so glad to hear artists that we don't really hear every day, you know what I mean, and something with a difference, and it's nice. It's really beautiful, and let me turn you over to Brother Drew, if he has anything to ask you.
All right.
What's up, Dynamite?
Yeah, man, everything blessed.
Everything's blessed, everything blessed. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be on the Zoom meeting again, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So Brave was a successful hit for you and still going strong. What do you think it is about this tune that, you know, it keeps it going so long?
It's a party.
This song wasn't planned on it. When I...
What?
This song was just my spirit just leading me and I ended up doing this song. It wasn't planned, you know? Actually went to pay a utility bill at Sabridge and I'm in the opportunity. He's an artist from St. Vincent and the Grenadines as well. And I said, man, a studio there over there. And I said, what? Studio there over there. So I go in, the producer doing this song. And yeah, I just went on the mic, did great, leave the studio. I didn't know it was going to become a big hit, you know. But
yeah, why the title Brave?
Well, man, I always do it brave when I want. You see me born in me ganja brave.
Yeah.
Singing brave. We're doing everything brave.
Yeah, I'll tell you the honest truth. This tune is like a party anthem from the day it's released and still up to today. You know, anytime you play, it's a real party starter. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, you said this was one of your first soca recordings.
Yeah, actually my first soca.
Yeah, so I think that line that you started there when me stepping out of place.
Yeah. You know,
stepping out of place. You see me? Me stepping out of place.
Yeah, it's just like a confidence step, man. You know?
Yes, man.
Yeah.
You put one foot in front and the other one behind. Confidence step.
And you know, from since then, I never look back. I mean, I do different genre music as well. Not just soca, because a lot of people that's a reggae artist, man. He's a soca artist. But I said, no, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
I create lots of music.
Yeah, good answer. Music, you know? Good answer.
Yeah. I don't really want to be boxing. I never see myself like in a box just singing one particular genre music. Because, you know, as a creative, I do poems. I write a lot. I come up with scripts and other stuff.
Nice.
Video editor as well. I edit videos. I'm actually a graphic designer as well.
Wow. Any poem, because I'm a big fan of poets. Anything you have you want to part with now with?
Well, there's a short one I wrote.
Yes.
One week ago. It's basically named Young People. So it's young people, believe in yourself. It is up to you. It is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Take charge of your destination. It is up to you. It is up to you, young people. Take charge now. You know, short, sweet, and right to the point. You know, nothing too cumbersome, but the message is powerful and direct as well. As the type of person who I like to read a lot, do a lot of history, you know, just knowledge yourself and always.
Which is one of the greatest assets you can have, to read and to absorb what you've read. It's I can tell you this, being in a job at one point where you could say I could be lonely if I wanted to, because I was the only black guy in this milieu of 300 people. But I got involved with reading, and I asked you to read a poem for me, because I started to do that, and I would echo my voice in the room. I would hear my voice coming back to me, and it was very comforting. So when you said that, I said, wow, nice. Yes.
It calms me down too, because when you find, I could tap into yourself and, you know, your emotions, your words. And it's the same thing with music. I could look at someone else's life or someone else's situation and kind of put myself in their shoes and feel with the feeling and just write a record from it. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's deep.
It's not easy to do that, but I think over the years I've developed that gift. I call it a gift because never really shun it when I always pay attention to it.
Good. All right, Brother Drew, you're going to wrap it up?
Well, I have something else here that I got from Dynamite. He actually released something at the beginning of Corona that was a big that was a big hit with a lot of people. So I'm gonna play this one.
Sun will have this every day in the shine. Tell me where you're going.
Did I hear my boy in the background there?
Tell me about this tune on the mic.
Well, when COVID hit on that one, I real cross because the world ain't good all the time. So it's actually the instrumental is from Wetty Beats. So I reach out to Wetty. I say, Wetty, you know, I like that instrumental. Oh, I jump on it. Wetty say, man, yeah, go through. So, you know, I download it. I just jump on him, I do this song, and yeah, get mixed and master, put it out, and it actually caused a little controversy down here because people been saying, oh, you don't have no heart, it's, you know, but I telling people basically, use Bush, you know, go back to the traditional ways of our ancestors and how we used to heal and thing because all the pharmaceutical stuff, all the properties from that, they put in a pill farm, really, and give you, you buy it in a pill farm. But if you could get naturally from the herbs, because as I asked them, man, so the herbs is for the healing of the nation, you know, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. So I believe in holistic healing and, you know, naturally. So basically, that is really how this song come about and the whole. As a message I put in this song, you know, sometimes you put a message in a song but people extract a different message.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know lately here you I think you kinda changed management and you're working with a new management team. Tell us about that new management team and where they're from.
Well, to be honest, Anna, even the new management, the team, they ain't self with them anymore because I mean what they're from Belgium. Yeah, so right now I'm managing myself right. I don't have no management because I mean I is a hard working artist, you know what I mean, and I understand the music and the business. Business side of things. So
I tell you this, my friend. That's a key to the whole thing of surviving as an artist.
Yeah.
I'm a much older guy than you, and I've grown up on a lot of artists. I've seen some of them in Jamaica right now. They don't have a dollar to buy themselves a Coca-Cola. Because they depended on other people.
Exactly.
And there's people who are making tons of money. You're on the right path.
So what I did, remember I have a hit record, Brave, and it generates income as well. So what I did... I actually set up my own studio. I bought 2 KRK speakers, a Neumann microphone. I think it's $800 US, and audio interface. And yeah, I start basically putting my investing in myself. Basically, in
of course,
and only I saw the importance of investing in yourself. You know what I mean? I actually register a publishing company myself. And I, to be honest, that was the right move because this is Corona. I just got a publishing check from my own publishing company. And I'm like, wow, look at that. I mean, I'm basically recording myself, mixing and mastering it, putting it out. I actually edit videos, you know, and basically I start my own record label. To be honest, because I don't want nobody to tell me what I should post or when I should post. And, you know, I think there's a disrespect to a creative person. Because, you know, when he's a creative person, you sometimes your mind goes so much like this, you know what I mean? And sometimes you see things that other people don't see. And they don't understand because they're not the artist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I just think I should have owned my masters and have creative control over my work. And I don't have to answer to nobody. It's not that I wouldn't listen. I would listen to people. But at the end of the day, I would make the final decision. Because I'm actually going out there performing this song. It's actually me, you know, pushing. You know, so, and, you know, just from experience doing the music business.
Yes, that is that's a proper way you're going there. And I see it's now 5:32. We're going to have to go.
We're going to have to get another interview.
Yeah, man.
Too short.
Too short. All right, the next time it will be longer because you know we celebrating Vincey 42 or 45.
42.
Well, the next time you come on in the Christmas.
Me really into the independence thing too, Anna Bridget, because I mean we still under the British, you know what I mean? We still are the Queen and Pandemonium. We do to me really independent and it's just an illusion, you know.
Yeah.
Because Marcus Garvey, if you listen to a man like Marcus Garvey and them, Gretchen, you have to stand on your own 2 feet, you know, you're depending on no colonial, you know, powers.
Yes.
You know.
Well, so, next time you come, you know, that is the conversation. We're going to go down that road.
Yeah, man, definitely.
I will take you down that road with me and we'll listen. The British understanding, you know, I'm not crazy about them, but one of the things that I really appreciate about them is the discipline that we've had coming out of the schools and the respect we have had for teachers, et cetera, in comparison to living here and listen how these people, young kids call a teacher by first name. Total lack of respect. But you and I are going to get into this conversation later on in the year. I promise you.
Definitely.
I thank you, my friend, and keep doing what you're doing because it sounds good.
Yeah, man, definitely. And I just released a brand new track this morning, Self by Dynamite. It's on YouTube. I'm actually organizing the artwork to put it up on Spotify and all the streaming platforms. So check it out. And if you know anybody interested in dub plates, all this stuff, just link up, man. Don't worry, we soon.
Well, you're talking to the right man there, Drew, yeah, just bow his head. When you said dub plate, Drew head just goes so like dollars.
Dollars, my brethren. So here we go, man. Just ask the brethren for me number and we link up one time because I actually had 2 dub plates for cut, right?
All right. All right, my friend. Nice meeting you.
Thanks again, Dandamai.
Yeah, excellent,
man,
excellent.
Anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Stay safe and bless up every time.
Well, I jump in from one Vincey to the next, you know, because I'm going to go look for my Vincey DJ, you know. His name is DJ Nicholas, all right? So if you see the name Nicholas, make sure you go check out the party because I know it's going to be nice.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Take care, my brethren.
Until we meet again, General.
Yes, sir.
We go tonight. Yes, sir.
Right about now, we're going to get into the Soca Mix. Compliments of DJ Nicholas. Tribute to his island. Let me hear this first part as you begin it.
Man, woman, brown, Vincey, hands up high. And let me hear you say
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Like a therapy, and the sound of soca music just got a hold of.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
That's us, 90.3 FM on your dial. Hope you're enjoying it, and thank you for the notes. For the person in Toronto, Canada, that says you're a true radio station, cultural radio station. That was the word. I was just checking my phone here. This is what we're all about, you know. It's not the popularity thing. We are here to bring you the sounds of the Caribbean. As a young man, I remembered coming into this city. We didn't have any kind of music sounding like us. So it was all easy when we were offered this position to play this kind of music and enjoy it. And we loved it. Golden Star's annual Christmas concert will be held on Sunday, 21st November at Santros Lemieux, 7644 Edward Street, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Donations only $15, so please go out and support. It's always fun. See you there, all right? Have fun. CKUT 90.3 FM, and I'm still so sad with the young lady losing her car like that. But when you see that, folks, especially women, watch every move you make when you drive an expensive car, because they are there watching you. I remember working with CNN. They sent us down to the port to keep two engines running. And we wanted to know, why didn't you just take them off and bring them back into the station? And we were told they're on the investigation, because the train that they were on was loaded with cars that they stole here in Montreal. I'm telling you, I hate thieves. So if you're a thief, don't even listen to the program. We'll get back into the music. Vince Man gone on his own. Right about now, this is Touch, one of the finest bands ever to come here from St. Vincent. We partied real hard.
Limit. This is my breath of tree. So please take care of me. the size of the guns, me not too certain. So me pull out the 9-inch hammer, rest the guns on the counter. I start to apply the pressure. She want me go hard, so me knock it with the hammer, the hammer, the hammer, the hammer, the hammer, the hammer. Still the guns when we break, still the guns when we break, like, like. Me beat it with the hammer, the hammer, the hammer, the hammer, the hammer, the hammer. But the guns when we break, but the guns when we break, like, like. Me beat it with the hammer, the hammer, the hammer, the hammer, the hammer, the hammer. Still the guns when we break, but the guns when we break, break, break.
90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
this is the national anthem, soca national anthem of St. Vincent and the world. Winston Soso, may you rest in peace, brother.
FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
CKUT.